You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guess we ought to throw in, just because he's a big deal to a lot of people. Big sports news yesterday was that Aaron Rodgers was officially traded. He's no longer a Green Bay Packer. He's now a New York Jet.
Look at that. I don't know anything about him.
Do I comment on that or do I not?
I don't know. You're a fan of the Packers and
I am.
Not of Aaron Rodgers, though, right?
It's hard to explain. You know, there's people, whether it's in sports, the entertainment world, right? Any type of well-known person that I can admire what they do and think that they are talented, but at the same time not be crazy about them with the way they behave. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Obviously it makes sense.
Sure it does.
A lot of movie stars are that way, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, boy, I love what the music stars, especially.
Yeah.
Like, I have people ask me all the time, you've been around radio a long time. What are some of the, you know, who are the nicest people? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of nice people in music. There's some that are complete and total jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But I still appreciate their work.
That was like my love affair with Jim Carrey for the longest time, and I loved his movies and I loved his comedy, but then he went off the deep end with like politics and started getting crazy, and I was like, you just can't do it, man. You're turning me off now.
Yeah.
I can't do
but
it.
But you still appreciate the work.
But I still appreciate his work and his years of, you know, the great funny movies, and
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
So
I see that he's changing
about
his jersey number to number 8.
Yeah, that's his college number. So he's going back to his college number. That's fine.
There's Jer on sports.
Look, it doesn't really. To the rest of us, we all go about our day.
Who really cares? Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing with, you know, Broncos news. Hey, we got the new head coach. You know, we got Sean Payton. He's gonna lead the Broncos to the promised land. But deep down inside, it doesn't really affect our. We still get up and go to work in the morning, right?
I'm more excited about that big new giant scoreboard at the stadium.
There you go. On another personal note, I have to just say this. I was sorry to see, I didn't know this was happening until this morning. I was sorry to see that Piccolo, the restaurant over there at Hamden and Monaco that's been serving Italian and Mexican food for 50 years. I've been eating in there many times. This Sunday will be their last day and they're closing
down. Oh, I hate those stories.
I do too. Makes me sad.
I hate them.
It's not like it was like a 5-star dining experience, but it was pleasant and the food was good.
It's around for 50 years. People seem to enjoy it.
And nice people. I mean, yeah. So, I'm sorry to say
that. Why are they closing?
I think they're just tired.
They're just sick of people.
They're just tired. Oh, what else have I got for you? Speaking of celebrities, we'll throw in one more. Harrison Ford gave an interview. Talking about this new Indiana Jones movie that opens in 2 months. It'll be the end of June. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
That's another one I kind of want to spend the money and go see it in the theater. God, I was just a massive Indiana Jones fan growing up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive.
Isn't it hard to believe that that's been now, what, over 40 years?
It's been a long stretch. Yes.
I was at the premiere for the first one.
Holy crap.
I hosted it, I think.
Oh, my God.
No, it's crazy. Anyway, he says that this will be the... I don't know if I can believe this or not. He says it's the last time he'll play the character. That I believe. But
probably.
He also said, quote, this is the final film in the series. I don't know.
They might reboot it. Yeah, who knows?
It's going to make $1 billion. So it's like you were talking about yesterday with... What was the movie series
Mario,
we were talking about?
Or...
Super Mario, right. Are they going to say, no, we couldn't possibly cash more checks?
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the last one for him.
He will be, by the way, 2 weeks after the movie comes out, he turns 81.
Yeah.
So good for him for working so long.
Yeah.
And the last thing I've got has to do with naps. We were talking a few weeks ago about some study about naps. Now NASA has thrown their expertise into it. They did their own studies to find the perfect length for a nap. And what it boils down to is that you want to get through the first 2 stages of sleep, but not enter the later stages of sleep. Because when you do that, then when you wake up, you're groggy and you're actually feeling worse than you did before you had the nap. So what you want to do is sleep for, drum roll please, 26 minutes.
That's it, huh? Then wake up.
That's the sweet spot. 26-minute nap will make you more alert and better at your tasks when you wake up.
Yeah, it'll just refresh you and you won't be all groggy. And
right. If you nap for an hour, that's a bad move.
Ooh.
Anyway, enough of that. What else is trending?
Well, we don't talk politics a lot on this show, but a fairly big announcement dropped at 6 a.m. Denver time this morning that, yes, now it is official. President Joe Biden has formally announced his bid for re-election via a heavily edited video, all done by design, I would imagine. It doesn't really show him now a lot. There's just a lot of clips of him at various events.
His years of service.
And then walking in slow motion, you know, to, like, the podium. A lot of that. So it's no secret. He's entering the race with a low approval rating, and about 70% of Americans are concerned about his age. Right now, he is the oldest president in history. He would be 82 at the start of a second term and 86 at the end of it. So the question is, like, can he hack it if it happens?
You know what?
Can he do it?
Let's take our current president out of the equation. I am quite ready for us to go back to a younger president.
I am too.
Barack Obama, I thought. You know, and by the way, everyone listening, take your politics out of it. We're not talking about the politics or the issues. We're talking about
just the energy.
We're talking about biology.
Just a body.
What we're talking about. And to see somebody who is maybe in their 50s.
Yeah, absolutely.
My perception is that awful lot of. I better shut up.
I know. It's hard to talk about this stuff because we'll get the text.
I want to talk about it.
I just don't want to offend anybody. Like, you know, when you got an old guy.
I don't
want to
talk about
there,
age. I'm not being an ageist.
It's
no secret.
He's fumbling through stuff.
You're falling
up the stairs on Air Force One. It's like,
yeah, and
let's
get a younger guy
in there, or woman.
This is for both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
I mean, Trump's an old man, too. I'd rather see somebody who's 52 years old bounding up the steps and leading the country.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Some energy.
And now I'm going to get hate mail because people will misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not picking a side.
It's fine.
The last election, they both were old men, okay? Both
of them. Now they will be, if it's a rematch, they'll be older men.
Yeah, can we not find somebody who's a little bit more vigorous?
Can complete sentences?
I don't want to poke at either side.
I know.
Both sides need to find youthful, energetic leaders.
Yes.
That's what this country needs.
Yes.
Youthful, energetic leaders. I'm going to get 80 million.
I'm liking that Nikki Haley a little bit, I think.
Go back and rewind everything and let's not talk about
go
this
back
at
to
all.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, who's also too old to be making indie movies.
Yes, so again.
I can already see the text coming in. Dom, you're too old to be doing the damn radio show.
No, he's not. Shut up.
Whatever.
We don't have stairs here. We have an elevator. Dom's just fine.
Tommy wrote in and said, Kanye West is young for president. Shut up, Tommy.
I don't even know who would... I don't want to get into this anymore. I'm going to skip the CNN and Fox News story, too. Let's just skim over that.
Hold on a second. Somebody else wrote in, going back to the restaurant story.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this. It might be irresponsible to just read a text without me confirming it, but they claim that it's not just Piccolo that's closing, but Twin Dragon in Englewood. Is that right?
I don't know.
I've eaten there a ton of times. Oh, I hope Twin Dragon's not closing.
Oh, here we go.
You've driven past it 100 times there on Broadway?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I didn't know they were closing.
Huh.
I shouldn't have said that without confirm. Oh, here it is. It can close on April 30th after 47 years in business.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
How about that? And here come the political text messages. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, people, back
Listen,
off.
Listen, it's just news, you guys. Just chill out a little bit. We're just chatting. Well, let's see. You did the Harrison Ford story. Lizzo, during a recent show, I guess a fan handed her a sign that said, "Draw my next tattoo." But instead, she put some lipstick on it and kissed it. And I guess that is going to go on this person's butt. Lizzo's lips are going to go on this fan's butt. She says, "I'm going to put my lips on this paper, and you can have my lips on your A word." So if anyone tries to talk crap, you can tell them that Lizzo says to kiss my mother blank and blank. Lizzo for president. I like Lizzo. That's pretty good. Today is National Hug a Plumber Day and National Hairstyle Appreciation Day, so tip your hairstylist. You did the NASA story. That's stupid. I don't want to do anything else. I'm so thrown off track now.
Sophia, who I guess lives in Parker, is turning my words that now if it's a disabled president, I wouldn't vote for them. That's not what we're saying at all.
And I love that she referenced the wrong president.
And I had to correct her on the president.
I saw that come in. I was like, I don't think
that's not what we're saying.
Teddy Roosevelt was not wheelchair bound.
That was FDR. It was a different Roosevelt.
Different.
And his mind, to me, seemed pretty damn sharp. I would have been fine with him staying in office for another 15 years. Quit turning our words, people. We're just sitting
here trying to talk. One time we mention politics, this is why we usually don't do this.
And we weren't even really talking politics. We were talking about politicians, but not politics. I don't care which way somebody votes.
You have the freedom to vote whichever way you want.
How about this? I want people with younger ideas.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's a feel-good clickbait today. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
Or are we just going to bail on this right now? We're just going to bail on trending.
No, I feel like we should put the bow on it. So.
All right, let's do a little clickbait. You can find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the
Sometimes FB. We just can't win on this show.
If you want to send us nasty messages, it's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. It's kind of a cute story. It's the national...
If we had a total of four listeners, we might get away with it because they might all agree. When you start putting in the numbers of listeners we have, the odds all of them agreeing with anything we say.
It's not going to happen.
It doesn't happen. So we will upset people every day no matter
what. And it's funny when we do mention politics. We're not hardcore left, hardcore right. We just kind of talk about it as a whole, but it still pisses somebody off.
And I feel like we are equal opportunity slammers.
I don't want Biden and I don't want Trump. There you go.
Bingo.
Bingo, bingo. Let's get some fresh meat.
I don't
want
either one. Look, and I know now the people who are fans of them will write in.
I don't think either one of those guys
are a good choice. We're not picking a side. We're saying we want youthful
new ideas
and leadership.
Fresh
youthful
ideas.
Leadership.
Fresh leadership.
If it's youthful leadership in a wheelchair, great.
So be it.
Yes.
Hey, there's a story floating around about the National Cat Awards going on in the UK.
Now
you get
talking.
To vote on your favorite feline. Let me give you an example of one you can vote on. There's a deaf woman who has a 2-year-old cat named Zebby who alerts her when her phone rings or there's a strange sound in the house. The thing is this cat has zero formal training. It's just a role that this cat has adopted. And
how
now he
cool
is one
is
of 12
that?
Finalists for the National Cat Awards going on.
See, now we're talking.
I'm more of a dog person. Why do you guys constantly talk about cats?
You can see the story. You can vote on your favorite feline on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
All good.
It's all good. Johnny wrote in and said, tell the whiners to go kiss Lizzo's arse. Jessica says, let's talk about the Backstreet Boys being old now. I'll give you a
yes, two. They should not be performing anymore. Why are they calling themselves the boys still? Now we got people agreeing
with
us.
Shannon says, Dom is the exception to most boomers when he says he wants a younger president. Well, maybe that might be true. I'm just trying to do what's best. I mean, I want us to be? I want us to look forward. Not
a lot of I can echo a lot of these texts that are coming in. It's like, out of these two guys, is this the best that this country can do?
And we said that four years ago.
We said that, yes. Is this the best we can do?
Is this the pinnacle? Hey, look, I agree with the people who say, I don't trust anyone who wants that office. I mean, it's tough anyway, right?
It's stressful.
You've
got to
be a
certain
type of narcissist to want to run for president in the United States.
And you've seen
again,
the pictures.
That's all parties.
The pictures of when a president starts and then 4 to 8 years later, what they look like. It'll take a toll on you.
Yeah, it will.
You know, it's a stressful job, and I don't know if somebody who's going to be 86 at the end of it will even be around.
Marley says, don't let stupid people get you down. Well, they're not stupid. They're sensitive about things. That's different from being stupid. And they're not getting us down. We're just exasperated.
More importantly, is the Twin Dragon closing down? Does anybody really know?
Reddit and Westward.
Okay.